You're listening to SBS News.
Detectives have searched the hostel where 20-year-old Sudesh Aman had been living since leaving prison just days ago. It's not far from where he carried out the stabbing attack in which he slashed two people. He'd been under surveillance and was shot dead by the undercover officers who'd been following him. Aman's mother didn't want to speak on camera but told British media her son had once been a nice boy who was radicalised online and in prison. He had been sentenced to 3 years jail for various terror offences but was automatically released after serving roughly half his sentence. It's a similar situation to London Bridge knifeman Usman Khan, who killed two people while out of prison on licence. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says he's angry.
But if I'm honest, angry because both these attacks, the one in November and the one yesterday, were preventable and foreseeable.
Under pressure to act quickly, the government has announced sweeping changes to sentencing laws. Justice Secretary Robert Buckland made the announcement.
Yesterday's appalling incident makes the case plainly for immediate action. We cannot have the situation, as we saw tragically in yesterday's case, where an offender, a known risk to innocent members of the public, is released early by automatic process of law without any oversight by the parole board.
People convicted of terrorism offences in the United Kingdom will no longer receive automatic early release. Instead, they'll have to serve at least two-thirds of their sentence and then face assessment from the parole board. But by trying to apply the new laws retrospectively to those already sentenced and serving time, legal challenges are very likely. There are more than 200 people in prison for terrorism offences in the UK. Most are Islamists, and while figures show their reoffending rate is quite low, monitoring everyone who may pose a risk simply isn't possible. Prime Minister Boris Johnson suggests a new approach to de-radicalisation in jail is needed.
If you have about 200 or so inside, the question is, how do you detain them? Do you detain them as on block, as it were, in one group, and try to keep them together, because that's that avoids them, as it were, infecting or passing the virus of their beliefs to others in jails, or do you disperse them and try to stop them reinfecting each other? And that's a very, very difficult problem.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.